to us here, Wednesday Drive. We are going to be talking to Benjamin Law very soon, all about the inaugural Jesse Cox Audio Fellowship. A cool $20,000 cash will help out a mid-career Australian storyteller create an innovative audio project. It's pretty on point because so many people from 2SER worked with Jesse Cox when he was over at the ABC at Radio National. So it's really nice that we can get Ben in here to have a chat about this inaugural fellowship because he did mean a lot to a lot of people around here. Told you it was smooth. That is Eliza Dixon right there featuring Braxton Cook and it's called Gold. You're on 2SER Wednesday Drive with Mick Rad. Hope you're having a fine, fine afternoon. Now, the Australian branch of Audible has announced the inaugural Jesse Cox Audio Fellowship. The $20,000 annual cash fellowship aims to help a mid-career Australian storyteller create an innovative audio project. Before his life was sadly cut short in 2017 due to cancer, he produced a number of innovative works. Jesse was a Walkley Award-winning executive producer of ABC's true crime podcast, Trace. He also produced work for the Radio National series Long Story Short, FBI Radio's All the Best program, and was head of original content at Audible's APAC office. He won awards at the Third Coast International Audio Festival as well. Now, Benjamin Law, who is part of the Fellowship's committee, will speak to us about this opportunity right now because he's in the studio. Good afternoon, Ben.
G'day, Mick. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks so much for coming on down. He's got a long, long line of amazing stories that Jesse was involved in, and it's been a couple of years now, which is always a sad thing when he departed so young at such a young age. But what was your involvement with Jesse? How did you know him? When did you first meet him? Do you remember?
So I'm a Queenslander originally, and when my boyfriend and I moved to Sydney, Jesse was one of the first friends kind of that we already had but then became really solid with. And I was working with Jesse's partner Q in one job, and my boyfriend Scott was working with Jesse over at the ABC. And Jesse was already legendary there and also in the Sydney radio community because he was one of those guys who'd gone from FBI, so from community radio, then hopped over to the ABC, and while at FBI helped build All the Best, which was and still is a great radio documentary series. Over at the ABC, he was doing stuff all over the shop, so many different documentary projects for Radio National, and he's probably best known, as you said, for the true crime podcast Trace, for which he won a Walkley. He was an executive producer on that. And by the time he left the ABC, he had his sights on Audible. So he's one of those people who was straddling community, then public, then commercial audio storytelling. And the stories that he told were just remarkable, whether it was about, say, disability and queer people finding love with the story of Tom Banks, which won awards, whether it was, say, with true crime, or whether it was even telling the story of his family and telling the story of his grandparents, where when you listen to it,
amazing.
I don't want to ruin it, it's one of those stories that really beggars belief.
Yeah, I loved it. And of course, he ended up, it was at Audible, jumping into the commercial sphere, and really great that they're announced this prize and their involvement in the Audio Fellowship. How have you been involved in that process, and what's your role on the committee?
So our initial role was to raise money from the community, and we set our pretty ambitious target at $50,000, and we thought, well, Jesse was ambitious. Jesse was a bit nuts when it came to the work that he did. He was always about galvanizing people to do the best work and do work that probably defied belief. So we thought, look, in the spirit of Jesse, let's aim for 50. And then we realized, actually, we could raise that, and we were raising that very quickly. So we pushed it up to 60. And then by the time community fundraising closed, we had 80.
Oh,
it
wow.
was basically securing the first few years of the grant. And by that time, Audible, who we'd already been in touch with, confirmed that they wanted to put out the first year of the fellowship completely themselves. So we've got Audible as a partner, we've got ABC as another partner, and major kind of audio storytelling institutions as supporting partners in different ways. So if anyone's interested, you can hop online, you can go to JCA JCAF, stands for Jesse Cox Audio Fellowship, .org.au, JCAF.org.au, or you can just Google Jesse Cox Audio Fellowship and you'll find all the details.
So as you say, the fellowship's going to provide support to an Australian storyteller to create an innovative audio work. Mm-hmm. What sort of people are you hoping this opportunity will attract?
Well, as many people as possible from diverse backgrounds. Jesse was, a white heterosexual dude. But one of the things that he was really renowned for in the audio space was elevating the voices of women, showcasing the voices of minorities, making sure that you could get a really interesting host who had never been heard as the host of a radio show before. For instance, on our end, that ended up being Jesse scouting Jordan Raskopoulos, who is a comedian, happens to be a transgender woman as well. And to have Jordan's voice as the connecting tissue of those radio documentaries was really, really important to Jesse. So we want thrilling stories, batshit insane ideas, stuff that's really ambitious. Maybe you've worked in the audio space for some time and you're like, if I had the money or the resources or support, I would love to do this. Mick's nodding his head at me in the studio because he's like,
all these ideas are around my head.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because it's hard to get like big ambitious stories up, but hopefully 20 grand might be the thing that really helps spark someone's career off in a different direction.
Well, it's a big incentive. But of course, just aiming for the money isn't enough. You need to be able to show that you've got that passion and that storytelling quality that Jesse had himself. And I guess that's the sort of quality you're looking for in people like this. I'm sure there are a lot of people, producers, presenters in community radio, especially being a community radio station here. I know we've got amazing people just around here, who volunteer their time, but are building their skills. And this is a sort of opportunity that they should really grasp and have that story in their head they want to tell.
Completely. And it might be for someone in the audio storytelling community, or it might be someone from theatre or drama or film writing or anything else. Like if you've got a storytelling background, maybe you're a stand-up comedian and it's like, actually, I've got this amazing story, but it'd be better told on audio. That might be a project to pitch.
Well, that's it. Now, you've got, as part of the winner of this, they'll sort of get some mentoring and training from Audible and the ABC. That's like priceless sort of opportunity right there. Do you know who they'll be working with and what they'll sort of be doing in that sort of space?
That's up for discussion, but definitely the Audible and ABC and other places as well, like specific studios, will be providing their resources. So if you win the Jesse Cox Audio Fellowship, you will be very much supported in every facet possible. And even now, this is our inaugural year of launching because Jess only died at the end of 2017. But we've still got organisations saying they'd like to pitch in different ways. So the prize that we've got at the moment up on jcaf.org.au, that's what we've got for now. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's more avenues of support later on.
Fantastic. And those qualities that we're talking about, what is it? What is the key legacy that you think Jesse has left? You know, the passion, that drive. What is it that you think that you remember him so fondly for?
Well, one of the shows that he made was called This Is About, and that was the documentary show that was hosted by Jordan Raskopoulos. Documentaries, self-contained, and I think instead of me talking about it, I would like people to Google This Is About Jesse Cox, and they'll find out exactly the scope of his storytelling and the legacy he leaves behind. You know, we lost him insanely young at 31, but in that short amount of time, he kind of produced the work that I think a lot of storytellers would dream about in their career. And so we're really trying to encourage people through this fellowship to go for those stories. You know, we don't care what age or background you are, what kind of abilities you have, but if you've got a great story that you're itching to tell, we know that if Jesse was still around, he'd be the one encouraging you to do it.
And as part of the application, what do you have to do? What do you have to pitch an idea? Do you have to
you have
do
to convince
some audio?
Us. Okay. You have to convince us. Well, one, that you're the right person for the job, and two, that this is a story that must be told. Uh-huh. And in fact, that you will possibly die if you don't tell this story. It can be funny. Yep. It can be serious. It can be absurd. It can be surprising. Jesse was pretty omnivorous in the kind of radio that he listened to, and he was definitely omnivorous in the kind of radio that he made. So we're not expecting you to be Jesse Cox, but we want the element of surprise, and we want your radio project to be nothing else like that. We are saturated with podcasts right now, which is a great thing, but it takes a special kind of project to cut through and say, wow, why has that not been made yet? If you've got that project, we want to hear from you.
I've got no doubt you're going to see some amazing entries. I'm very excited to see who makes it in the end.
So am I.
But thank you so much for coming in and talking about the Jesse Cox Audio Fellowship. As we mentioned, jcaf.org.au. Applications close 30th of July. So you got a little bit of time there.
Got a little bit of time.
That's my birthday. So, you know, it's time for me to
might
do
be
it.
Serendipitous timing, maybe. Maybe it's a sign, Mick.
Maybe it is. But thank you so much for coming down, Benjamin Law, and telling us all about it.
Thanks, Mick.
You're on 2SER with Mick Rad. Here's some Radiator Hospital.